now entering the truth zone, deep into the vortex of the information revolution with your host, Michael B.
I am your host, Michael B., and this is The Truth Zone. Emphasis on the truth. And today, I am not going to be a fan of the Trump sycophants. Now, there is a huge difference between understanding that Trump was the lesser of the two evils compared to Hillary Clinton, and no way could we have allowed her to be president and continue Barack Obama's agenda and bringing America to its knees. But then there's blind following to the point where if anyone criticizes Donald Trump, oh, you were just enemy number one. Well, I'm going to criticize Donald Trump today. I'm going to criticize him and his entire administration. Two things that he is absolutely going back on his word are his foreign policy in regards to the Middle East and what he promised in regards to health care. And I'm going to be playing two powerful clips today. On the health care one, you're going to hear from Laura Ingraham and Ann Coulter, who no one can say is not a conservative, is not a constitutional individual, and you cannot say that they don't love America. You can't say that. It is undisputed that they are on the correct. Notice I didn't say the right. They are on the correct side for America, as I am. No question. And they both slam the GOP healthcare bill that Donald Trump is so hot and heavy to sign. He just wants to be able to say that he repealed and replaced, and that emphasis on replaced, we don't want it replaced. Those of us that think like me. He just wants to be able to say that in hopes that you'll be dumb enough to say, yeah, he kept his promise, mission accomplished. Wrong. He also promised an end to regime change, and he promised to wipe out ISIS. Now, I've heard reports that ISIS is losing, they're getting weaker. I'm not going to dispute that. But every time that the military-industrial complex of the United States of America attacks Syrian government sources, how can anyone say that does not help ISIS? If the fight is between Syria and the so-called alleged Syrian rebels, which we know are ISIS, how can anyone say attacking the Assad government is not helping ISIS, isn't delaying their ultimate defeat. How can anyone say that? It's ridiculous. How anyone can honestly support Donald Trump's foreign policy in the Middle East and this McMaster and Mad Dog Mattis, those two individuals, I don't know what you're smoking. I don't want any. And how anyone can support this health care bill is just boggles my mind. That's even worse than supporting his foreign policy. That's even worse. Because you can at least pretend to make an argument that, well, you know, Donald Trump is standing up for the Syrian people. Maybe. I don't think so. But you could at least pretend to make that argument. In healthcare, you've got none. Zero. This is a back-breaking, crippling plan that ultimately will drive us into European single-payer. And folks, ball game over. That will absolutely further bankrupt the country. And the country's bankrupt. This monetary system is garbage, based on nothing. Based on we the people not having a viable alternative to this fake petrodollar that Nixon got us on. It is a fake currency. It is based on perpetual debt. There's no getting out of it other than a massive, massive correction going back to the gold standard. And yeah, I do agree that in the short term, people my age most likely would be devastated. Devastated. Because we would lose our fake numbers. We would have economic turmoil in the beginning. But like in 2008, when we had the huge crash and the auto industry was on its last legs, if the government didn't step in with the mega bailouts, the auto industry would have crapped. But you know what? That would have been good in the short run, and by now it would be strong and robust and real. Instead, like everything else, this economy is held by spit. That's what it's held by. Spit and fingers in the dike, and we're running out of fingers. And when we eventually go to single payer, we're done, ladies. We're done. You want to talk about going bankrupt on an individual basis? You want to talk about people dying from terminal diseases because they can't get a doctor? I've been talking about Britain for years. I've known about their single-payer program being awful way back in the 80s because I had cousins older than me that went over there to work. They lived over there for a couple of years in the 80s, and they said, if you don't have cash in your pocket to pay on the side for real treatment and you have to rely on the government, you're done. I've talked about on past shows pregnant women, their babies dying because they couldn't get to a birthing facility because so many of them closed. I was brought to tears one night talking about this couple. Their baby died because the husband couldn't deliver. There were minor complications. They couldn't get to a birthing center in time. They had to travel 50, 60 miles, and it was too late. And these stories are not rare. I dated a girl who was from the Czech Republic. Her mother was diagnosed with cancer or cancerous cells, was on a 6-month waiting list to see an oncologist. There's your government-run healthcare. It's disgusting. But I'm going to offer two solutions at the end of this show in regards to the military-industrial complex. You're not going to like this one. And I'm going to offer an alternative to this healthcare crap that I've been on for 3 years. And it's like, I feel like I'm the only one. I'm the only that I know of podcaster or terrestrial radio show that is showing you people and is living proof that there are alternatives to not being stuck in the federal secular healthcare guidelines. I've been free of it. I've been free of the government-run healthcare model without going without insurance and leaving myself open for financial catastrophe from an illness. I'm covered. I'm covered from that scenario, and I am not under the government thumb. I'm free, and I've shared this and nothing. I've shared this on Twitter. I've shared this on YouTube. I've shared this on my shows over the years. I've shared this on Facebook. Nothing. You would think I would have 100 people every time I post libertyhealthshare.org. You think I would have over 100 people every single time thanking me. Thanking me. For providing an alternative and talking about how it works for me. I'm 52 years old. I pay $199 a month. I have a $500 deductible. I went and saw a doctor yesterday. I'm due for a colonoscopy and an endoscopy. And guess how much it's costing me? Zero. Because it's a screening. On top of that, I have an Aflac cancer plan. $53 a month. Oh, excuse my voice. $53 a month. So I'm paying $252. And guess what? If I'm not mistaken, a colonoscopy is covered under that colon plan. Aflac is going to pay me. So you know what, folks? I'm paying zero for my colonoscopy, and I could take myself out to dinner if I want. And depending upon the money, I could take my wife out, courtesy of Aflac, just for covering myself. How about that? But no thank yous, no reactions, nothing. And that tells me, folks, you want to stay stuck. You just want to bitch and moan, but you don't really want to get out of the system. Because I doubt that I'm the only 52-year-old man on Facebook qualifying for this plan. I've got people of all ages listening to me because I can tell by their birthdays because I wish people happy birthday. And they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. So I doubt that I'm just talking to people stuck on Medicare or for another reason wouldn't qualify. But yet I hear crickets. Nothing. No reaction. So I think you people, you want to stay stuck. You want to stay a slave. You want to stay in prison and you enjoy being lied to. I think you like it. And I find that very, very sad. So, I'm going to play two clips today. The first one coming up is titled, "Will the U.S.-led coalition strike Damascus, Syria, on false pretenses?" And then, I'm going to read an article, yeah, from ZeroHedge.com, and you could call it fake news all you want. Nah, sorry, this is just one of several sources, but this article was the most in-depth, and that's why I picked it. And if I'm not mistaken, it was also on the Alex Jones show because it was that good. And I'm going to read you from that. And you know what, folks? Say what you will. But in regards to the Middle East and what's going on with Syria, it looks like Donald Trump's foreign policy on Islamic terror is the same as it ever was. Here we go with the first clip.
Shalom Chavrim, I'm Stephen Ben-Nun. You're watching Israeli News Live, the news that is breaking coming out of Washington about Syria may very well be fulfilling yet another biblical prophecy. This time, we're moving over to the book of Jeremiah, and we're going to be looking at a prophecy specifically that regards Damascus, but actually speaks about an evil report that'll be spoken against the Syrian people, and we may be seeing that prophecy fulfilled right now in this day that we're living in. Let's take a look first, before we go to the prophecy, let's look at the highlight of the news that's happening, and then I'm going to share with you that prophecy, and you'll see where I'm coming from. Because again, as I've stated over and over and over, I am for my people, the Israeli people, the Hebrew people. This is who I am as well, an Israelite. All right? And so the thing is, I am against all of those that are against Israel. But the problem that we are seeing, those that are truly against Israel are the very ones that are claiming to be her allies in many cases. Watch what we're going to look at right now. All right, White House, what is Office of the Press Secretary revealing? A statement from the press secretary. This was on June 26th. Today is June 27th, 2017. The United States has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime that would likely result in the mass murder of civilians, including innocent children. The activities are similar to the preparations the regime made before its April 4th, 2017 chemical weapons attack. By the way, there is no proof for that. As we have previously stated, the United States is in Syria to eliminate the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Well, so is Russia. But they're invited. We are not. Why can't the United States then operate then from just Jordan? Why do they have to cross the line? Keep these thoughts in mind. If, however, Mr. Assad conducts another mass murder attack using chemical weapons, he and his military will pay a heavy price. When we get into this prophecy in a little bit, you're going to find out, you know, the Eternal Father, God of heaven, the God of Israel, is watching, and he sees who's really the one doing these chemical weapons attacks. As Aaron Erdem said, the Turkish parliament member, a NATO member, an ally of the United States, who stated that the Turkish government intentionally allowed ISIS militants to carry chemical weapons, sarin gas, inside of Syria and do the attack on a civilian population with the intent to blaming the Syrian government, President Bashar al-Assad. I don't call it a regime. The man is the legal.
Turkey is not our ally in this phony war on terror. I don't care that they're a member of NATO. I don't care who they are. I don't care what. They are barbarians. Absolute barbarians. Saudi Arabia, they are not our ally. They are absolute barbarians. And I'm just sick and tired of reading and hearing about arms deals to these countries, our weapons going to these barbarians. I'm just sick and tired of it. And as I said, when I'm done with this topic, you're going to get a solution, and you're not going to like it. We continue.
President, and in fact, I still get emails all the time, whether it be from Syrians. Today, I've got a letter from a Lebanese lady that watches our channel. I believe she's a Christian, in fact. And she said, we have seen enough death of the Syrian people that is being brought upon it by the United States. Wow, that wasn't my words there. See, she realizes who's backing this groups that are in there trying to overthrow the government. Anyway, let's get into these interesting things here. Let's go here next. Also, Arut Shiva also speaking on the same story here. They came out with the article today, activity in Syria base where chemical attacks originated. And again, there was no proof whatsoever either that Syria even did a chemical weapons attack on here in 2017, just a couple of months ago. That also is a lie. Russia wanted their own experts to work with the U.S. experts to determine if there was a validity, as Russian experts said, if it was from any kind of the chemical weapons that was used by Assad originally, it can be identified easily because they removed his stockpile of chemical weapons and they could detect it and tell whether or not it was from his arsenal or some other arsenal. Well, you know what? Interesting. The U.S. didn't want any part of that and wouldn't allow Russia anywhere there. That lets you know it's a little bit suspicious. I hate to say it, friends, you know, I have always been a diehard American, and I have never seen in my life such corruption. But you know what? Is there any difference with you that watch? How many of you really wanted Hillary Clinton to be your president? How many? Everybody knew that Hillary Clinton would lead us to war with Russia, something that we did not want to happen. We've seen so much corruption in American politics that it's not even funny. Could we get a Jesse Ventura maybe as a president? Maybe then we could get some normalcy in the United States.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura. Is an un-American traitor. He's a sellout. He's a liberal. He's gone absolutely way off to the left, way off to the left, like Gary Johnson, who I'm embarrassed to say, in a protest vote. I did vote for him in 2012. I'm embarrassed. I am. I'm embarrassed by it. I was wrong. As much as I didn't like Romney, I should have voted for him. I was wrong. I admit it. But Jesse Ventura is a total left-wing sellout. And it's funny because before the election, I had called the Alex Jones show. And I went off with Alex about Jesse because he had him on days before. And I'm not even going to tell you what he said. It was just ridiculous as far as the border situation. And then it's funny because Alex was like, well, you know, he's my friend. And, you know, I'm loyal to my friend. He was soft, all right? Funny thing is, and I'll never forget this, cause the same thing happened with Levin over Paul Ryan 5 years ago. 2 weeks later, Alex Jones ripped into Jesse Ventura, not on an interview, but during a rant. And he hasn't had Ventura on since. So I find that rather like, tooting my own horn. I kind of woke up Alex Jones as I woke up Mark Levin in regards to Paul Ryan and now with Jesse Ventura. No, Jesse Ventura, we don't want him as president, okay? All right, you think the borders are open now? You think we've got a drug problem now? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't want Gary Johnson and Jesse Ventura, Jill Stein. You don't want these idiots, okay? Trust me. You don't want these idiots. So I continue with the clip.
Instead of all these puppets and showmen out there that they're trying to do. I don't say Jesse Ventura is the best guy either, but the thing is he made governor and they drug him into a basement, the CIA agents, wanting to know how in the world the guy got into office. Wasn't supposed to happen, was it? Huh. Well, who knows? Anyway, I'm on a rant tonight because the prophecy I've seen is clearly going to blow you away. Also, Sputnik News brought out an article here today about the same thing. The Russian senator warns new U.S. attack on Syrian troops. It's imminent almost from what it looks like. A Russian senator warned in remarks to Sputnik of a news attacks against the Syrian military on Tuesday after the United States said it identified potential preparations for a chemical attack by the Syrian government. The White House, in a statement claiming that Syrian President Bashar Assad's government is allegedly readying for a chemical attack and would likely result in the mass murder of civilians. The U.S. is preparing a new attack on the positions of the Syrian troops. This is clear. A new cynical and unprecedented provocation is being prepared. First Deputy Chairman of the Federation Council Committee of Defense and Security, France, Klinovic, said, He also goes on to say we would be passed off as a chemical attack. Said the new U.S. attack would be passed off as a chemical attack and could be followed by a U.S. strike on a grouping that is on the verge of constructive solution of the situation. So again, they're showing you, the Russians are already believing this as well, that the U.S. is going to stage it. I think it's just a little bit odd that this time they come out with information beforehand, but yet all the information that's ever proven to the contrary that Assad did it, and nobody wants to admit to that. And while we saw the U.S. in Mosul raining down phosphorus and even admitting to it, a banned substance on civilian populations. They said we were doing it on ISIS. Well, I don't doubt that they're doing it on ISIS, but don't they know that ISIS holds all kinds of prisoners of war? Oh my gosh, people, somebody's got to wake up. Somebody's really got to wake up. You know, if you're really going to stand with Israel, then stand with what is true. Don't stand with intentionally destroying a country and the people. Remember, as believers of Yeshua, it is souls. Just like when people try to say, this is Russian news lies and everything. You know, Russian people are souls as well. Just like Americans, Europeans, Chinese, Filipinos, Africans, whoever they may be, they're human beings. They have souls. Their souls are redeemable before God Almighty. You know, and this is what I care about is human beings. I don't care about all the politics and the nationalism that's going on in this world today. You know, I mean, I am, of course, an Israelite. I am a Hebrew person, a Jew, as you would say, some would say. But the thing is what matters to me is human beings everywhere. So why then are we attacking Syria? They're doing it because Edom, Rome itself, is trying to draw Russia into the battle against Israel to justify and say, we have Gog of Magog going on. And who knows? I can't say that Russian politicians are not involved in that as well and playing along with it. Doesn't appear to be from the way that they're reporting on their side. But if you watch what's happening, it is obvious that the U.S. coalition is intending and moving position to take down Damascus and Iran. Is Iran a threat to Israel? Sure they are. They're protesting in the streets today. Mass protests is burning American and Israeli flags and saying down with Israel. Yeah, I know that Iran is a problem. But we didn't have Syrians doing that. Well, you might get it now because Israel keeps bombing the Syrian military. They're only weakening it up is what they're doing. They're weakening the Syrian military so that an invasion from the West, remember the U.S.
All right, I'm going to stop there because he makes his point, okay? He makes his point. And, you know, every time that we've seen a regime, a government, taken down, the United States manipulation and the military-industrial complex, we've seen its replacement with a much more hardline Islamic government, okay? Less tolerant of Christians, less tolerant of Jews, less westernized governments. We've seen it over and over again. Now, President Assad has promised that once this fake phony, he's not saying this, I'm saying this part about the fake and phony part, once the so-called rebels are totally defeated and surrender, or are wiped out, and the civil war is declared over, Assad has promised to step down and get out of the way of open elections for a new government by the Syrian people. Now, if he reneges on that, well, then you address it. But what's happening here is that U.S. foreign policy is pushing and pushing the Syrian government out. by weakening its military with these attacks and they're strengthening ISIS. Period. End of story. And if the same modality is used and Syria has a different government, not by the way of real elections, we'll have another Libya and Egypt on our hands. We'll have another Iraq in total shambles. We're going to have it again. And Trump promised he wasn't going to do that. He wasn't going to perform the same tactics causing regime change in Syria, and he has gone against that. He is responsible for what the military is carrying out. He's responsible. Period. End of story. He has allowed Nikki Haley, UN ambassador, to run wild with rhetoric. Now it's, oh, we're seeing evidence, not producing any, just like Comey's memo, not producing a word. The public isn't seeing any evidence, none. Oh, we see evidence. If there's another attack, oh, we know it's Assad. You don't know anything. The evidence was proven in 2013. It was the rebels. There was no investigation on what happened on April 4th of this year. None. And you don't have anything now. Zero. None. But you're going to have the Trump sycophants like on Facebook Universe and Twitter going, oh, Trump, it's wonderful. Whatever he does. Oh, it's great. No, it isn't. When it's not great, I'm going to tell you when it's not great. And that's my opinion, sure. Not really just mine, though. See, I get them from the experts. I get them from independent experts that, first off, are not brainwashed by a certain ideology, number one. And number two, they're not bought and paid for. They don't have sponsors and puppet masters telling them what to do. They're 100% independent. 100%. We the people finance their incomes so they can keep going and reporting. We do that either by subscriptions or which Alex Jones has a subscription to Prison Planet, but the Alex Jones show is free, but he sells products. That's how he keeps going. Doesn't receive anything from corporations, doesn't receive anything from the government, like NPR, none of it. That's who I go to most of the time. And if I give a mainstream media reference on Facebook, I'm checking independence too. And you know why I use mainstream media sometimes? Because of you people. Oh, yeah, we see surveys. Oh, mainstream media, 6% trustworthy. Yet I see the same clowns on Facebook, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. And then when somebody uses an independent source, oh, that's fake news. It's fake because you don't like what's being said. Oh, but if it's said that Donald Trump, oh, he just discovered uranium in Asbury Park. Oh, well, then it's true. Unbelievable. So I'm going to go to this article on Zero Hedge, which is much more in-depth if my computer will cooperate. Doesn't seem to want to, and I'm getting pissed off. Well, you know, yeah, okay. Well, I'm going to have to play more of the clip. Oh, here we go. So now it's working. So this comes from Zero Hedge. And it comes from June 27th, a few days ago, and it's titled, again, about false pretenses. After getting busted from bombing Syria based on a lie, Trump doubles down, threatens to bomb Syria even harder based on the same BS. Now, again, this is the 27th, so it's saying yesterday. A report yesterday by Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter who broke some of the biggest stories of the Vietnam and Iraq wars showed that Trump bombed Syria on April 4th based on false pretenses. Specifically, Trump said the Syrian government carried out a chemical weapons attack on civilians. But U.S. military and intelligence officials say that they told Trump there was no evidence of that claim. And they say what really happened is that Syria bombed Islamic terrorists, and that accidentally released chemicals being stored by the terrorists. Because it's the terrorists, folks, that have these chemical weapons. The same way that they had them in 2013. Assad has absolutely no motive whatsoever to aggravate a brand new president that has sworn to fight ISIS. Why would Assad, honestly, why would Assad make an enemy out of the president of the United States who has promised to obliterate ISIS? It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. So how did Trump respond to the report by the military, which you don't hear on mainstream media? Oh, no, can't have that. Because you see, that narrative has to keep being pushed. And that is, expand in the Middle East, do more regime change, control, and put in more jihadist governments, which is really what's happening here. Because, see, this war on terror, folks, can never end. It's not allowed to end. Because you know what? Look at the rest of the world, folks. Europe has been peaceful. Africa has been taken over. There's no more imperialism there. Right? You can't have that. It's done. The Middle East is the last hotbed where the U.S. military can play with their new toys. That's just a fact. And I said that a few years ago. Because if the so-called war on terror was actually won, what does the U.S. military do? Where do you practice your toys? You can't kill Americans with them. I mean, that's a no-no. So where are you going to go? You basically have nowhere to go with your new toys. So you've got to keep the last battlefield going, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what this is. It's keeping the battle going, keeping it alive. So what is the response? My computers are really acting up. I'm going to play some more of this clip while I get this together.
Has troops inside of Lebanon. They sent that huge container there with U.S. troops.
All right, so the United States has identified potential preparations. Right. Just like the Russians hacked the elections, for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime that would likely result in the mass murder of civilians, including innocent children. The activities are similar to preparations the regime made before its April 4th, 2017 chemical weapons attack. Oh, You mean the Syrian government is planning on bombing Islamic terrorists again? Because that's really what they're doing, folks. If Mr. Assad conducts another mass murder attack, now again, this is Sean Spicer talking. If Mr. Assad, it's President Assad, mind you, conducts another mass murder attack using chemical weapons, he and his military will pay a heavy price. After Spicer's statement, neocon warmonger, now this is Zero Hedge talking, and U.S. representative to the UN, Nikki Haley, tweeted, "Any further attacks done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad." So it's an absolute. So what we're saying here, any attack, oh, it's got to be. It's got to be the Syrian government. Has to be. Can't be ISIS. Can't be Al-Qaeda. Can't be the Syrian rebels. Can't be Turkey. Can't be Saudi Arabia. Can't be Iran. No. It's got to be the Syrian government. It will be blamed on Assad, period. But also on Russia. Oh, she at least mentions Iran, who support him killing his own people. I want to see one statement from Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, saying that he supports Assad killing his own people. I want to see that statement. I want to see it in writing. Ultimately, I would love to hear it come out of his mouth. I want to see the statement. I want to see the Comey memo. You get it? Do you people not see how both sides of the aisle are playing the same game on us, folks? Can you not see that? Can you not see the scam that is being perpetrated? Right now, the left, they've got no more cards to play. So they're wide open. They're no longer a charade. They are absolute, they're resolute, and they're committed, they're wide open to their debauchery and their lies because they've run out of fake plays. They've run out of end-arounds, and they've run out of flea flickers. It's over for them. But the right, the establishment right, still has some scams in their back pocket that they could release on you that you're still swallowing. Yeah, that's right. I'm saying it. The left wing has run out of Kool-Aid. They're feeding us their poison straight up now. They've got no more to mix it with. And we see that. So we rebuke them easily. But the establishment right, their Kool-Aid pitcher is still half full. And a lot of you people are just, you're drinking it down. So, any attacks done to the people of Syria, that's it. The Assad government did it. Oh, that doesn't give ISIS and whatever other name these rebels want to use, that doesn't give them the green light. That doesn't give them carte blanche, does it? Are you freaking kidding me? Could you at least said, you know, if there's another attack on the Syrian people, we're going to thoroughly investigate it. We're going to call in independent entities to investigate it. And based on their findings, then we'll take the appropriate action. Now, don't say that, though. Nope. Any attacks on the people, it's Assad. Oh, look, Assad did it. Assad did it and the Russians helped. Yep, that's it. Done. That is so retarded in and of itself. It makes me sick. makes me sick to my stomach that I have to see garbage like this. Now, notice the writer says that Haley does not say any further attacks carried out by the Syrian government and done to the people of Syria will be blamed on Assad, but also on Russia and Iran who support killing his people. No. She says any further attacks, it's the government. Anything bad happens, whether it's carried out by Assad or ISIS or Al-Qaeda or outside forces trying to destabilize Syria, it will be blamed on Assad as a justification for a lot more bombing. That's what she said. Postscript. This little game has been going on for 68 years. Specifically, the U.S. government has been trying to replace the Syrian government with folks who would be subservient to America since 1949. 3 years after Syria became an independent nation. The CIA succeeded in carrying out a coup in Syria in 1949. In 1957, the American president, which I think was Eisenhower, and British Prime Minister agreed to launch regime change in Syria using a false flag. And I defined to you what false flags were. False flags are not only historically documented, but presidents, prime ministers, congressmen, generals, spooks, I guess like secret agents, soldiers, and police have admitted to planning and carrying out false flag attacks. In 1983, 1986, 1991, 2001, 2009, and 2012, American officials again schemed about regime change in Syria. Okay, folks, so this is the same as it ever was. Moving along to another scam that they're feeding us is this healthcare nonsense. And the scam that they're pulling on us, and it's even coming out of Donald Trump's mouth. Well, you know, I can't do tax reform until this healthcare business is settled. Until we have repealed and replaced Obamacare, we can't even discuss redoing the tax code. In English, what that means is until we can find another way of the federal government keeping control of the healthcare industry with the people's approval, we got to keep you broke. See, we can't put more money in your pockets to make you freer and more independent and more financially solvent than you are now until you, the American people, capitulate and agree to the federal government owning and operating the healthcare industry now and forever. Amen. That's really what you're being told. See, that's brute English. That's truth zone English. You must capitulate to never-ending socialism in the healthcare industry before we even think about putting more money in your pocket so your quality of life can improve. And by the way, so that the economy will really take off for real, ladies and gentlemen, which I'm going to show you a moments away from showing you that the only way that this economy will truly come out of this 9-year depression, I'm using the D word, depression, is by lowering taxes on everyone. And I'm going to show you that it's been done before by past presidents without the federal government owning the healthcare industry. I'm going to prove that to you. So, this comes from the Associated Press from yesterday. If GOP can't repeal Obamacare, can they overhaul taxes? Stephen Olemacher. Senate Republicans' struggle to pass a health care bill is jeopardizing another one of President Donald Trump's top priorities, overhauling America's tax system. A day after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky delayed a vote on a bill to scrap much of Democrat Barack Obama's health law, which it's not scrapping it, by the way, questions lingered about whether congressional Republicans could pass big, complicated pieces of legislation. Quote, the whole idea is to do health care first because you gain an advantage there to go on and do tax reform, said Pat Roberts, Republican of Kansas City. We've sort of bullocked that up. Well, that's a British term for fouled it up, right? Although bullocks really means BS, but whatever. But I'm encouraged. Now, he doesn't even say, well, how do you gain an advantage? He doesn't even expand his answer. Senators were still struggling Wednesday, and of course that's 2 days ago now, to reach an agreement on key parts of the health bill before they leave Washington for a week-long recess. Moderates complained that too many people would lose coverage, while conservatives said the bill wouldn't do enough to lower insurance premiums. True. It is important for Congress to resolve the health bill before moving on to a tax overhaul. That's a lie. Now, here's the reason. This is the reason they're pushing. The health care bill provides nearly $1 trillion in tax cuts. Oh, yeah, you might get tax cuts, folks, maybe. But boy, you're not going to like that 30% surcharge that you're going to have to pay to the health insurance company of your choice if you didn't have continuous coverage, all right? So believe me, you lose. It's robbing Peter to pay Paul, trust me. So the health care bill nearly provides $1 trillion in tax cuts that won't be added to the nation's mounting debt. Republicans are counting on those tax cuts to help them write a new tax code that raises less money. That's the lie. What this article is telling you that Republicans are telling us is that by creating these tax cuts, the IRS will take in less revenue, thus adding to the debt. That is a bold-faced lie. I cannot tell you how big of a fat, juicy lie that is. History has proven that when tax cuts are made, the IRS takes in more revenue than before because more people are back to work. The IRS is receiving more money per volume. And there's another added bonus. The more people go back to work, the less people dependent upon government writing checks to them. So it's a two-pronged bonus. More money is coming in because more people are paying taxes, and less money is going out because less people are receiving government checks. That is the truth. This statement that less tax revenue will be coming in is a lie. Republicans in Congress want to simplify the tax code and make it more efficient in a way that doesn't add to the federal government's mounting debt. It won't. If anything, it will reduce the debt. So, enough of this article. Before I give you the proof that Republicans are lying to you, I'm going to play that clip where Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham, two women conservatives, massive credibility in their field. This comes from the Doctor of Common Sense. He's pretty cool. I subscribe to him on YouTube. I suggest you do too. They absolutely rip into the Republican health care bill that Donald Trump just cannot wait to sign. Here we go. Clip two.
Hello and welcome to Common Sense TV. I'm your host, the Doctor of Common Sense. The GOP is presenting their health care bill. And Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham believe the same thing I believe. It is a disaster. I'm going to let you listen to a couple clips by Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham. And they're absolutely right, because technically, at its best, this health care bill makes Obamacare a little bit better, at best. It literally takes away some taxes and things like that, but you still have reassignment surgery on there. If you have a gambling addiction, that's on there. These entitlements, and it's not free trade. This is not the free market. I actually like what Ann Coulter says about it. Let's keep Obamacare for all those who want Obamacare, and for the rest of us who want free trade, let us be over here. That means all liberals, all of the politicians, all of the ones out here protesting, every last SOB who says that Obamacare is wonderful, we need to keep it, they can have it. Even though people have been fleeing away from it, even though it's been destroying the premium prices, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor, which we knew was a lie. But let's listen to Ann Coulter and Laura Ingraham talk about why this is a disaster.
On the market side and the Medicaid side.
So you can pick one or option two, Laura.
Well, yeah, that's all well and good, and you hear a lot about Mitch McConnell's the brilliant tactician, and Mitch McConnell's an expert and all that. And he has been in many regards. But this is a complete embarrassment for the Republicans. This is poorly coordinated. It basically de minimis communications on the part of Republicans. In almost every state, you see the people revolting against what's happened on health care. They were supposed to deliver this. The fact that the White House comes out and they say, well, we're having great conversations. Come on. You got Mitch McConnell, the brilliant tactician, trying to shift blame in the New York Times. A few minutes ago, a story comes out that says, well, they want to deal with Pence because the Trump people can't really deliver. Well, Mitch McConnell should deliver. This is his caucus.
Well, he still has time.
No, he still,
to be fair, the calendar could extend to early August.
You go over the 4th of July holiday. That's Independence Day. Republicans promise independence from the Obamacare mandate. They promise repeal of Obamacare. And the dirty truth is, this is not repeal of Obamacare. There's a lot of the mandate still in there. A lot of the regulations haven't been lifted. And we can all sit here and say, well, they could do their own Cornhusker kickback. That's what the Republican Party is. They're going to do the horse trading to try to make this. There's a reason that big pharma stocks, insurance stocks, and hospital stocks have gone up over the last 2 weeks, because very little is changing when it comes to bringing down the cost of health care in this legislation. I think it's a pig in a poke, and I think it's a loser for the Republicans.
You were talking before we went on about how you became a capitalist traveling around the world. You're a hippie and a socialist.
I was not a hippie.
In Hong Kong, and everything's working, and it's capitalism. Okay, apparently the entire Republican caucus needs to go to Hong Kong to remember this little thing, capitalism, because their health care bill is a total disaster.
No,
here's the health care bill.
Please.
No, listen to the health care
bill. Is it please?
The correct health care bill should be Obamacare stays for all of the layabouts who want it.
True.
Now there will be a one-sentence law saying there shall be a free market in health insurance. Because under the Republicans' health care bill, guess who's still paying for transgender operations? Guess who still can't go to Memorial Sloan Kettering? Guess who will still be paying $700 a month for health insurance? No, I don't want gambling addiction therapy. I don't want psychological counseling. I want insurance.
Up.
If I have a broken bone or cancer, that is illegal to sell in this country.
I can't believe that the Republican Party will say no to this health care proposal and wreck the president's growth agenda, ruin the Republican Party as the party
no,
of
this
government,
is going to ruin Republicans.
And leave us
if
with
this
Obamacare.
Passes, it's going to be, because it's Obamacare light, and now Republicans will get blamed for it. Let it fall. I'd rather have nothing on health care than have Republicans take responsibility for something that is just as bad as Obamacare, except
right.
all your taxes
all
get cut.
The way up till the very end, and then Coulter, you totally blew it. You totally
no
wrong.
One sentence law. There shall be a free market in health insurance, and it would be just like stepping into Hong Kong.
And it would never
a good
pass.
Why?
It
how are they going to? Why? They
you
still have Obamacare. Yes, I know how to pass stuff. I'm smarter
never.
Than these idiot Republicans. Yes, you would moderate. You would get everybody because you're not getting rid of Obamacare, and all the layabouts could still get their pay for the
hard
transgender
out, hard
surgery.
Hard out. Here we go. You would get the transgender surgery. Surgeries out of Hong Kong.
You know, we pay for it, but I can't get cancer treatment.
Time is up. But thanks. It was fun.
Now, what did the GOP and Donald Trump promise us? There's no excuses now. You have the presidency, you got both houses. I don't want to hear no damn excuses. They ran on repealing this crap. You said Barack Obama was stopping you. See, they wanted your votes is the reason they talked about this. Everybody keeps saying Mitch McConnell is a genius. First of all, he looks like a cross between a turkey and a freaking turtle. I don't even know what he looks like. But everybody keeps saying how brilliant he is, and this is the best you can come up with. So what's going to happen now is that Obamacare would have failed, been a total disaster, but the Democrats would have got all of the credit for the failure. But the GOP, being the cowards they are, they come in and they're going to rescue the Democrats. Now this Obamacare light is going to be a disaster too. Eventually it will fail. And guess what the Democrats...
The Republicans are not cowards. Barack Obama wasn't inept. He wasn't in over his head. People in Congress and the Senate, they are not stupid people. They are not cowards. They know exactly what they're doing. And the reason why Stu Varney said that a free market health care bill would never pass, which is something that Trump promised, is because the government, in truth, does not want to let go of the health care industry, because once the government gets their hands on something, they never let it go. Which is why those of you, I've talked to people over the years, oh, I don't mind the NSA tracking my emails. I have nothing to hide. But here's the problem. The government doesn't know when to stop. It's like in vampire folklore. A vampire cannot enter your home unless you invite him. Once you voluntarily open your door to a vampire, you are going eventually to be bled out from the neck. That is what the government does. The government is a vampire that you, in a representative republic, you can vote, right? We're not a military dictatorship yet. You invite the government into your life. You never get rid of them. They're like a vampire. they never leave. And they will continue to nibble at your throat until you have no more blood left in your body. And then basically, you might become one. I mean, that's the folklore, right? The government does not want to let go of the healthcare industry. There's too much money for them. And for you people to accept this healthcare plan and want this to pass, you are no better than the left wing that wanted Obamacare. You're no different. So I suggest you people do a hell of a lot of research and read the highlights of what is in this bill and listen to people like Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham. There's people out there like Peter Schiff that knows about the economy, Gerald Celente, Jerome Corsi. Folks, you cannot be on board with this healthcare bill unless you just want communism to reign. So I'm going to continue on with the doctor of common sense. He's calling it like it is. I mean, this man is on it.
You know what I'm saying? If you had left Obamacare in place, we would be fine, and then the GOP are going to get the blame for this crap. All of this hobnagging and communication, and this is the best you can come up with. Just write a one-liner. Repeal Obamacare, damn it. Whatever you replace it with is better than Obamacare. Giving out these entitlements, kissing up with the liberal agenda, paying for everybody's free shit is not what you promised. Repeal Obamacare. This is the promise they ran on, and you're not delivering. You know, the reason you're not delivering is because you care what all the rest of these clowns care about. When you ran to get elected, you got elected on the promise. I don't know how stupid these people got to be. I don't know who advises the GOP members, and this is including Donald Trump. I don't know who advises you people. Because you were elected because you said it was popular to repeal Obamacare. That's what you ran on. You ran on tough on immigration. That's what you ran on. So don't give me this Obamacare light now. You emphatically said you would repeal it. That's what Donald Trump says. But the GOP member says now they're in control of everything, and they are trying to appease the freaking liberal. I don't give a damn about no bipartisan nothing. And if any GOP member put it through, if any GOP member votes against it, you vote that SOB out of office. You destroy his career that he's never able to run again. But going down this road right here, you're going to get credit for failure, and you're going to own it. I mean, this is sad. This is the best they can offer. Repeal Obamacare. It's simple. It's just as simple as that. Whatever you replace it with, because the old system was better than Obamacare. Go back to the old system. This is not the free market. This is a joke. This is a bunch of entitlements and handouts as if the GOP is just as worse as the liberals in doing this crap. When does it stop, damn it?
Well, he certainly is upset, isn't he? Let me throw you a couple of tidbits for you. What he alluded to was correct. In August of 2016, both houses passed a bill to repeal Obamacare. There was no mention of replace. It was a straight-up repeal. Now, I don't know. I'm a little funny. I ask myself, well, why aren't they just doing that? Why aren't they just putting up the same bill that they passed in August of 26? Don't change anything. Just put that up. That was a straight up repeal. And then, you know what? It hit me. And I'm aggrandizing because I knew the answer in 2 seconds. It hit me. Oh. See, the GOP was less than 3 months from elections. They needed our vote, And they knew that Barack Hussein, the communist Obama, would veto that bill. And they know that enough American people were gullible to say, the Republicans did their job and Obama stopped them. I'm going to vote. They're going to do it. And then the improbable happened, that the government, the GOP rather, establishment never saw coming. Maybe they never saw it coming. I don't know. Let's pretend that they didn't. Donald Trump won. See, if Jeb Bush ran against Hillary and perchance he had won, well, they're brother and sister now, you know. He totally would have just, you know, passed another Obamacare light, no problem, and he would have been open about it. But you see, Donald Trump promised us something different. He promised us going into a blast to the past and giving us a pre-Obamacare model, which the doctor of common sense alluded to. And for whatever reason, that Donald Trump is going against his word, because the things that he promised in his platform is not in this healthcare bill. I'm hoping one day he'll answer if they pass this nonsense eventually, ultimately. But now the word replace is in there. Because the truth is, folks, like I said, they want to own it. They want to keep this industry under their thumb because they've got their hands in big pharma. They've got their hands in the insurance companies. And the doctor of common sense asks, who are advising the Republicans? Now, who's controlling? Well, it's the same names. George Soros. And I'll throw in another one, in this particular case, Warren Buffett. Does anyone know how Warren Buffett basically has made his fortune? He owns stocks in all, or most of, might as well say practically all, of the major life and health insurance industries. And you want to know who buys health insurance and life insurance? We do. Because we can't pay for stuff out of pocket. And we don't have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars to leave to our families in case we die prematurely. That's why Warren Buffett said, yeah, raise my taxes. I'm not paying my fair share. Because he knows, ladies and gentlemen, that the less money we have in the bank and the less property we own to hand to our children, the more insurance we need to buy so we don't feel guilty that when we drop dead, we've left nothing to our children to build upon. Yeah, that's the truth. Go see if you can find Warren Buffett's stock portfolio or articles alluding to the bulk of his wealth. I'm telling you, it's health and life insurance companies. The less monetary solvent people there are, the more insurance policy owners there are. The more policies written, the more money these companies make, the more money Warren Buffett makes. Are you starting to get it now? So, I'm going to enlighten you on this last part of the show. Going back to the scam, Donald Trump, too bad, he's part of it in this case. That Donald Trump and the Republicans are selling you, and apparently you people are buying, is that our taxes can't be lowered until this health care bill is passed, because the tax cuts, alleged tax cuts, in this health care bill is going to add more to the debt. Here comes the bombshell truth exposing the lie. This article was written in 2012. It doesn't matter that it's 5 years old, because it's historically accurate. This is about history. And yes, it comes from Forbes.com. Yep, a lot of people say it's a left wing, it's a left wing site. Well, truth be told, I would say it's more right down the middle. And this article is going to show that, because it's going to give reference to what we would now call, in today's world, really, a Republican conservatarian, but he was a Democrat then. And they're going to talk about two bona fide Republicans, well, in name only, really, the third guy. So let's just go on. Mike Patton, who's a contributor, October 15th, 2012. Do tax cuts increase government revenue? And again, real quick, the Republicans are telling you that tax cuts decrease government revenue, and we can't have tax cuts until the health care bill is passed. So, turn on the television or radio, pick up a newspaper or magazine, and you're likely to find something on the subject of taxes. This debate is specifically prominent as it relates to the federal deficit and debt. On one side is the argument that if you cut taxes, government revenue will fall and the debt will expand. Others contend that cutting taxes stimulate the economy, I'm one of those, which in turn leads to an increase in government revenue. I'm on that side. Who is correct? To answer this, let's journey back to 1913, the year the modern tax code was enacted. Yeah, illegally and under the table. In 1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified unconstitutionally, my add-in, giving the federal government the authority to levy an income tax on individuals and businesses. Its design was progressive, meaning communist, in that the tax rate rises as income rises. This assures that those earning a higher wage will pay a higher percentage. It also meant that the job creators will have a problem expanding as the tax rates go up, my add-in. From 1913 to 1915, the highest marginal tax bracket was only 7%. This top rate reached 94% in 1945, the final year of World War II. Think about that. 95%. Now, what's not being talked about is, number one, Europe was absolutely obliterated. United States manufacturing had zero competition. Africa and India and all of them were still in the dark ages, and they are socially, but that's another story. The Middle East was barbaric, and Europe was destroyed. The United States had no competition. Also, the American individual, right up to the 80s, matter of fact, had way more deductibles than we do now. So they really weren't paying out truly 94%, okay? But that's another story. Anyway, framing today's debate. The real question today is, how do changes in income tax rate affect federal receipts? Clearly, there are deductions and credits which also influence the result. But in the final analysis, the percentage that taxpayers pay is the key statistic. Now, there's a graph, which obviously I cannot show you on radio, reveals the answer. The red line represents the top marginal tax bracket, while the blue line shows the total amount of federal government revenues each year. There are two salient points here. First, as the graph illustrates, as tax rates declined, government revenue increased. Ooh, let's read that again. As tax rates declined, government revenue increased. Second, there is a strong negative correlation between the two. To review, correlation measures the relationship between two sets of data. The scale ranges from negative 1 to positive 1. The correlation of positive 1 indicates that the two data sets move in concert with each other. A correlation of negative 1 indicates that as one set of data moves up or down, the other moves, which is the positive 1, in the opposite direction. Using the data from 1913 through the end of 2011, the correlation between the minimum marginal income tax bracket and total federal receipts is a negative 0.50. In simple terms, when taxes are cut, federal revenue has a strong, very strong tendency to rise. When taxes are raised, government revenue has a strong tendency to fail. Why? As taxes go up, jobs created goes down. Individual investing goes down. Individual purchasing of stocks and perhaps real estate and other commodities go down. Get the picture? Final paragraph. The next time you find yourself engaged in this debate and someone tells you that taxes must be raised to pay down the debt, here it comes, folks. Here's your historical record. Feel free to look it up yourself. You can refer them to this article, which will be posted on Facebook later today. In conclusion, as John Fitzgerald Kennedy, a Democrat conservative then, who would be really a conservatarian today, Reagan, a neocon, considered a patriot, and George Bush, a total neocon globalist, understood, but those three administrations understood, reducing taxes has a stimulative effect on economic activity, which leads to an increase in government receipts. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot argue with history. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot argue with the Truth Zone. Have a great weekend. See you Monday, 10 a.m. Central Time, live.